Welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev.
Oh,
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
You know why I'm not a big St. Patrick's Day fan?
Why?
Because if you iron your four-leaf clover, you're gonna have, what are you gonna have? I forget.
There too.
I'll think of it by the end of this thing. Okay. All right. But today we've got March 17th, Isaiah 26:3. Our do not fear scripture for the day. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. One of the scriptures that I claim every day.
Amen.
It's a good one.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
I got it. If you iron your four-leaf clover, you're going to be pressing your luck. All right.
That's good.
So, we got to wrap it up from yesterday.
We do. We started talking about success in the marketplace. We're going to finish that today. But we're going to review seven questions to be asked about your involvement in the marketplace.
All right.
First, if you ever felt like you were a slave in the workplace, overworked and underpaid? Second, has your attitude affected your performance? Third, do you dislike your boss? Fourth, do you dread going to work each morning? Are you watching the clock tick close to the quitting time? Fifth, do you speak to your friends or coworkers with disdain because you're...
About your employer or supervisor.
What you just said. Sixth, do you cut corners or stretch breaks beyond the allowed time? And seventh, the only reason you're at your current job, because it's the only one you could find. As we said yesterday, if you said yes to any of these questions, we recommend that you read, reread, and reread Colossians 3:22-24 in the Living Bible until it becomes rhema to you. Says, you slaves must always obey your earthly masters, not only trying to please them when they're watching you, but all the time. Obey them willingly because of your love for the Lord, because you want to please him. Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord and not merely for your masters. 24, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who's going to pay you, giving you your full portion of all he owns. He's the one you're really working for.
You know, if you get that down in your spirit and you live that way, your life will change.
It's dramatic.
I mean, firsthand experience.
So the question is, would it surprise you to know there are seven keys for you to experience success in the marketplace? So let's look at those seven keys. First, a brief review from yesterday's call.
Number one. You slaves must always obey your earthly masters. You may feel like you're a slave to your current employer, but you're not, because you're getting paid for the work, and you probably have a few benefits along the way. You also have the freedom to resign your current job and seek another one that's more fulfilling if you so desire. God's desire, though, is for us to be thoroughly equipped for everything we do and encounter on planet Earth. That's what God wants for us.
Yes. And number two, not only trying to please them when they're watching you, but all the time. How many employees go to work every day and do the absolute minimum, just enough to keep from getting fired? Yet, they wonder why they never receive promotions, and they attribute their lack of advancement to prejudice from their boss or supervisor. It's always somebody else's fault, not their own. Yet the reality is, their failure to be promoted, simply because of what they didn't do when the boss wasn't looking.
There can also be times, too, when you just don't have a great boss. But if you are obedient to the Lord, I promise you, he'll see you through.
That's right.
Number three, obey willingly because of your love for the Lord, if nothing else, and because you want to please God in what you do. You know, if we were to ask you who you work for, we've already done this. You know, a lot of people will say whatever company, organization, agency, because they're the person who writes a check. But that's not the way the Lord views how we work. Ephesians 6:7 in the New Living Translation says, work with enthusiasm as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people.
Because you are.
That is. That changed my life when I started doing that. When you realize you're working for the Lord and commit to do your best for Him, you're doing it for Him, then He will bless, I promise you, the work of your hands. Psalm 37:5, New Living Translation says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you.
Well, number four, work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were working for the Lord, not merely for your master. Be happy on the job and work hard. Colossians 3:23, Classic Amplified. Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men. As you're hearing this, whatever you're doing your job in life, you should do with understanding that you're doing it for the Lord and not for men. So let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Hallelujah.
Number five, remembering that it is the Lord Christ who is going to pay you. Now, we're pulling this out of Scripture. You're going to actually get more than a paycheck from your employer. You're going to get paid by the Lord based on your performance before Him. I'm sure that when you were growing up, if you're as older as we are, that your parents taught you the golden rule. Even in school, we were taught the golden rule back in the day. So if you're old enough to remember those days at church or in school, it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the big thing is that we probably learned it in school or from our parents. But then we've got Matthew 7:12, and it says, so then, whatever you desire that others would do to you, do and for to and for you, even so, do also to and for them. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Our obedience to the golden rule, as we could say, also releases another powerful scriptural principle into our lives. Ephesians 6:8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So when we do good things for others, regardless of their response, we have definitely, hear me now, unleashed one of the most powerful verses in Scripture into the spirit world. Whatever you do for anyone else, God will do for you.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Number six, giving you your full portion of all he owns. Now, I want to tell you, that's better than any Christmas bonus that you've ever had. Ecclesiastes 5:18-19. Behold, that which I have seen is good and comely for one to eat, to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he's taken under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God had given riches and wealth, and had given him power, deed thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. That's it. Right there in the Scripture. God's Word says he has a portion of this world's goods out there for each of us.
Hallelujah.
If we believe this word from God, he is literally saying there's enough out there for you and I to be rich. That's right. Unfortunately, though, not enough Christians take God at his word. It's time to start believing what God says in his word for each of us. We have a portion in life. However, Ecclesiastes 5:19, the New Living Translation describes it this way. And it's a good thing to receive wealth from God and good health to enjoy your work and accept your lot in life. This is indeed a gift from God.
Wow.
God wants each of us to enjoy our work. He wants us to receive wealth from him because these are gifts of God. And to that we say, hallelujah.
Number seven, This is good. He says, he is the one you are really working for. That's what the scripture says. Here's the key to increasing our income on our current job or being promoted to another position. If we're always remember who we're really working for, we're not going to have to worry about the quality of our job performance again, because we're always going to want to do excellently for the Lord. And as our understanding of who we're working for becomes real rhema, I mean living in our lives, then we will never again compare our work performance to that of anybody else. It's only what will please God. Galatians 6:4 in the Message Bible says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into it. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. When we do our best, God will always be blessed by us.
Amen.
Colossians 4:17 in the Message Bible says, and oh yes, tell
A-R-C-H-I-P-P-U-S.
There you go. Do your best in the job you receive from the master. Do your very best. You know, that scripture tells us that if we honor God, we are actually honoring God when we give him our best. We are a witness, really, to other people when we're doing our best on the job. Proverbs 3:9 Message Bible says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. When we give God our best, it's saying he gives us his best. Ooh, I like that. Now, that is a great deal if we've ever heard one.
Absolutely. One final thought when it comes to improving our marketplace performance. Well, there are several questions to consider. If you're employed, ask yourself these questions. And yes, answer them honestly. First, if you were the boss, would you hire you? If I were the boss, would I promote me based on my job performance and attitude? If I were the boss, would I give me a raise? More importantly, ask your big boss whether or not he would hire, promote, or give you a raise.
We're talking about the really big boss.
That's it. Colossians 3:23 once again, this time, New Living Translation. Work willingly at whatever you do, so you're working for the Lord rather than for people. Sadly, the reason a large number of believers are not promoted or to achieve their dreams is simply because they're not faithful where they are at this moment. Never let a grumpy boss, a sarcastic supervisor, a lack of pay and recognition keep you from doing your best job, the best job that you could possibly do at any moment. It's important, imperative, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless of what others say or do.
And I'm telling you this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and Harold would say the same thing. If you're doing what's right before the Lord, no matter if you're taking some lumps along the way, I can tell you this, God will see you through.
Absolutely.
He will.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.